Hello, and thank you for joining me again here on PleasingToThePotter.com. This is your host, Horace Williams Jr. Wow, I can't even say my name correctly. Anyway, glad that you have taken the time to join me today as we continue my resurrection series. As we're, about three weeks away from Resurrection Sunday. I'm trying to break the habit of saying Easter and get in the habit of saying Resurrection Sunday, because that's what it's all about. Last week we began the series in the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus was praying in preparation of his betrayal by Judas Iscariot. And I read from Mark chapter 14 last week, just kind of setting the scene of what took place leading up to the betrayal of Jesus. And I want to just go back and read a couple verses from that chapter of Mark, just to kind of set the tone for what we're going to talk about today. So last week we talked about the betrayal. This week we're going to talk about the denial. So, and my leading character, of course, in this scenario is the disciple Peter. Peter was one of the first disciples that Jesus recruited and asked him to come, and I will make you fishers of men. We read about Peter all throughout the New Testament, and he kind of reminds me a little bit like us, as far as he was gung-ho to serve the Lord, but yet he was also fallen. We read about his mistakes and his doubt when he tried to walk on the water and he looked down, and God was always rebuking him when he would question the Lord. And I believe even Satan asked Christ to, if he could work on Peter, and Lord said, I'm just going to pray for him. So Peter has, you see a quite human side of Peter throughout the Bible. But I want to take you back to the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus Christ had been praying, as they said, almost like great drops of blood. His sweat was like great drops of blood. Of course, Judas walked up and kissed him on the cheek and said, this is the man. So listen to what Jesus said in Gethsemane in Mark chapter 14, verse 48. And Jesus said to them, have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as you would against a robber? Every day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But this had taken place to fulfill the scriptures. And they all left him and fled. Wow. Well, if he wasn't feeling alone, Jesus is definitely feeling alone now. So, as everybody, as is predicted in scripture, took off. So now we're going to fast forward to a chapter in Luke. We're going to go to Luke chapter 22. Verse 54, we're going to talk about what took place after the betrayal in Gethsemane. So here we go. Having arrested him, they led him away and brought him to the house of the high priest, but Peter was following at a distance. After they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter was sitting among them, and a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the firelight and looking intently at him, said, this man was with him too. But he denied it, saying, woman, I do not know him. A little later, another saw him and said, you are one of them too. But Peter said, man, I am not. After about an hour had passed, another man began to insist, saying, certainly this man also was with him, for he is Galilean too. But Peter said, man, I do not know what you are talking about. Immediately, while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had told him, before a rooster crows today, you will deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly.
Wow. You know, in my next book, I talk about Peter. Can you imagine how he felt when Jesus turned and looked at him after he had denied him three times? The encouraging thing for me when I read this story about Peter and I'm reminded about the grace of God, Peter denied Jesus 3 times. The Apostle Paul persecuted Christians, and yet God still used both of them to draw many people to Christ. In fact, Peter was very instrumental in the first church ever created, Christian church in history. So it's such an encouragement to me when I think about the things that I have done, and you know, Satan wants to attack us and tell us we're not worthy, and we just can remember the grace of God and the unconditional love of God, that regardless of what we do, there may be consequences, of course. I'm sure Peter, as they say here, he went out and wept bitterly, felt the pain of disappointing Lord. But in a few weeks, when we talk about the actual resurrection of Christ, one of the first things that was mentioned was, you know, when they were saying to go tell people about Christ is risen, they said, and find Peter. Because that was the last thing in Peter's mind, is that he denied the Lord. And then, of course, Christ was sacrificed on the cross. And so it just is so comforting to remember the grace of God and the love of God when you think about how he still used Peter for his glory in the long run. So we've talked about the betrayal, we've talked about the denial. Next week we're going to talk about the trial. So I really am excited to be doing this series. I hope you are blessed by it too. I want you to think about the grace of God and love of God as you listen to this, as you go to sleep at night, or you spend time in your word, that regardless of how you are feeling, God asks you to trust him. It's not about feelings, it's about your faith. Make sure that Jesus Christ is the object of that faith, and he will carry you through regardless of what you have done in your past, or what you are feeling, or you're feeling unworthy, or feeling not prepared or not worthy. God will empower you to accomplish his will. So just hang on to that, remember that, be encouraged. Once again, this is Horace Williams Jr. over at pleadingtothepotter.com. Thank you so much for joining me again this week. I'll be back again next Monday with another episode of pleadingtothepotter.com. Have a great week. I'll talk to you soon, and God bless.